Husker Harvest Days always brings a great opportunity for the latest and greatest when it comes to technology and equipment that makes life that much easier. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. John Tome joins us now. He is a vice president at T&L, like no other. And I think that really, in a nutshell, John, describes what you guys are like, because you're different than other irrigation companies that are out there.
Yep, that's correct. Yep. So we've been in business now for 70 years out of Hastings, Nebraska, as we manufacture these center pivots, linears, and corner systems. The biggest like no other that we have is that we are actually hydrostatically driven. So all the other competition or any other pivot you see in the whole world is electric driven with center drives in the middle, requiring three-phase 460 volt power. We've decided to go the hydraulic route and run with a hydrostatic variable rate pump. So we run our hydraulic fluids through the whole machines with simple hydraulic motors and components on all of the machine, and we don't have any high voltage that's necessary to run our pivots.
So what's been the reaction as more folks learn more about what you guys are doing?
Yeah, so the funnest people to talk to are the people that don't know about our products, because they haven't learned the difference that we have to offer. But I guess the biggest thing that a lot of guys realize is that there's a pivot in their market that can run continuously. And that's one thing with hydraulics that steers us way apart from the others, not having expensive or dangerous components of electricity, but we can also run continuous movement with our systems and have the best type of water pattern that you're doing.
Tell me more about this auto reverse hose drag linear system.
Yep, so we've developed that in the last 4 years. We're finally really pushing it out to the market, but with linear systems, they run laterally instead of a center pivot, which is fixated in the center of the field and then runs around itself where that pad is. Lateral move pivots are running laterally with an end. So basically, like you have two tractors. Well, everybody that's running laterally has to pull a hose if they don't have a ditch to pump out of. So pulling that hose, you can only pull so much hose before you got to change to another set, hook that hose up again, and go again. So we developed something now that these guys no longer need to change at the end of their fields. They can actually just reverse the machine and we'll push the hose out of the way for them with our tractor unit. So it saved a ton on labor. It saved a ton of time for guys that need to turn around and get irrigating right away on those dry seasons. So
what a great place to showcase at then Husker Harvest Days.
Yep, exactly. And one of the markets I see in the Hastings area is we're now allocated for water. So there's a lot of people still using old flood technology. They're running a lot more water than the pivot guys. So what we've found is they have usually odd-shaped fields. A pivot won't fit in very well, but a lateral will fit in really well. So this product we're trying to push to them is not as maintenance as most laterals are, and I think it would help fix their allocation issues with water usage.
So where do they go to find out more information and find that pivot system that's going to work best for them?
So our website's a great place to learn about our product and the differences that we have to offer. That's www.tlirr.com. Another place would be our Facebook page, TL Irrigation. But just talking to other farmers that you may see that have the yellow pivot out in their fields, that's the T&L, and usually most of our farmers are really willing to talk to their neighbors and tell them the differences that they've seen.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. John Tome joining us here at Husker Harvest Days with T&L Irrigation. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.